The purpose of this call is we did extremely well in terms of our submission, so well, now we have problem number two. Problem number one was getting ICANN to recognize our proposals. Now we have problem number two is making sure the proposals that we all are putting in are complementary and that they will not result in being disqualified because there's too many that are similar. So that's the purpose of the call today, to talk about our individual proposals. But I'd like to turn to staff to do a quick roll call.
Hi, Dale.
Then I will go over
joined.
My overview, please.
Heidi has joined us as well. Welcome, Heidi.
Thank you, everyone. Hi, sorry I'm late.
Thank you.
But we are still missing Mandy at the moment.
Yes. Heidi, can you poke Mandy to remind
yes.
her to call?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so let's start, folks. Satish has a hard stop, so sooner we start, the sooner we get this done so we can get everything in. So would you mind, Yazim, doing the roll call? And by the way, I'm a substitute. This is I'm Dev today, so I'm substituting for Dev. So go ahead, Yazim.
Thank you, Glenn. Let's please start the recording. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the ALAC Subcommittee on Outreach and Engagement Special Purpose Call on At-Large Workshop Request for IGF 2017, taking place on Thursday, 27th of April 2017 at 1400 UTC. On the call today, we have Glenn McKnight, Olivier Crepin-Leblanc, Daniel Nangasa, Satish Babu, and Yubelt Montalvo. We have received apologies from Dave Anantilak Singh, Cheryl Langdonor, Ilya Lansapuro, and Aris Ignacio. Some staff we have Heidi Ulrich, Gisela Gruber, Siranush Vardanyan, Deborah Escaler, and myself, Yashin Nazbar. As Glenn has just mentioned, we're expecting Mandy Carver as well. And finally, I would like to remind everyone to state their names before speaking for the transcription purposes. And over to you, Glenn. Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you. It's Glenn McKnight for the transcript record. Can everybody hear me okay? That's the first thing. Sound check is okay?
Okay. Yes, Glenn.
Make sure I'm loud enough and I'm clear enough for... Is this being translated, by the way?
No.
Okay. All right.
We so don't have interpretation.
Okay, so I could speak at a normal rate. Okay, folks, let's start off with the fact that I am a substitute for Dev. Dev is tied up on the onboarding session this morning, very important stuff that he's doing. He asked me to substitute. Heidi put this agenda together. I didn't get a chance to edit it, but I put together, before we get into item number three, I have a very short slideshow that I want to run through on terms of the IGF workshop protocols. So if I can have that in the center panel, please, Yazim. It's only a few slides, but it's worth going through so we have an idea on what our obligations are. So, okay, so starting off, shaping the digital future is the focus. So any of the proposals that you're doing must now mention this word at least three times. So you need to be cognizant of that your proposals take this concept into consideration. So just going to run through the slides. So shape your digital future, emphasizing both the IGF participatory mechanisms and a forward-looking approach to the Internet governance discussion. And I want to emphasize participatory mechanisms in terms of your proposal. Okay, Satish has just put his hand up. And you know what? You're more than welcome to interrupt me. Go ahead, Satish. Satish, I can't hear you.
Sorry. It was actually the previous slide which talked about the shaping the digital future. In the next slide, you have the actual wording, which is shape your digital future in an exclamation mark. That is the exact wording for the theme of the current year. So I just wanted to highlight that. Because I didn't see this slide. I saw the last slide.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Satish, thank you for correcting me. Thank you. Okay, so Shape Your Digital Future, exclamation mark, is the theme. And as I stressed, do be conscious of this theme. Do be conscious in your proposals. Okay, moving forward. So you will need to do the online proposal. The online proposal, I provided the link for you. I have to stress this. I've gone through this myself, and Satish had a chat about our outreach and engagement proposal. We have a separate Google Doc. People have been working on it. The problem with the online template, if you think you're saving everything you've done, you're going to be sorely mistaken. It is a buggy form. So whatever you're doing, I recommend to you to do this stuff offline, and then when you're ready to submit it, cut and paste, and I'll mention this as in the checklist later, but that's one of the things I need to just caution you right now. It's a very simple proposal, and this is the screen capture for you. Next. Okay, the format. You have a bunch of choices. You have a 60-minute breakout discussion, 90-minute, a debate. You have flash sessions, round tables, other types of panels. So you have a lot of combinations in terms of how you do your workshop. So the considerations you need to do is to adhere to this year's theme. Emphasize here, gender balance in your composition of your panel, geographical representation, and really clearly understand how to engage the people in the room and online participation and innovation value added should be in your proposal. Because this is going to be a competition. They're just not going to rubber stamp our proposals. Okay, moving on. So you need to register all your speakers as resource persons. If they're not, when you put your proposal in and you say, these three people at least are going to be your resource people, and if they have not been posted in the resource page, then that's going to impact your proposal as well. So let's just go through a quick checklist. You need to complete the online IGF workshop proposal. You need to adhere to their guidelines. At least three provisionally confirmed speakers, as I mentioned. Previous presentations reports that you did. If you did an IGF before, you have to provide the link or the report. That will be grounds for rejection. The speaker limit, no more than three accepted sessions. And this is an interesting one. No more than three proposals from any individual or institution will be accepted for consideration. And if you go to the guidelines to get into more details, how they reject your proposals or how they will select those three. So I want to caution you on that, and I think it's important if ICANN's name is on every one of them and all the other ones that are going in, and I'm hoping Mandy has joined us, that she can address this issue. I said this earlier, transcribe your proposal. I would suggest doing it offline as a Google Doc together with the questions and then cut and paste and bang, submit it, because you'll find you'll be disappointed unless they fix the buggy form. And make sure all your panelists complete the resource page as mentioned, and the application date is the 3rd. Bang. Okay. That is it for me, and I'm going to turn back to the agenda, and we'll be going into the details. So back to you, Heidi.
Okay. Thank you very much, Glenn. So thanks for covering a little bit of what I wanted to go ahead and cover on that. Let me just back up a little bit and make sure everyone's aware of what is in the actual additional budget requests that were approved. So I put the workspace for at-large into the agenda. And basically, let me just quickly go through those. So at-large has a request. I was approved for a request for up to two travelers. With the whole idea of this is that it's synchronized so that you're going to be submitting four separate requests, one for at-large and then three for the individual RALOs, AFRALO, APRALO, URALO. But I would suggest if you could somehow link those together, either explicitly, in the workshop proposal or then somehow, you know, implicitly where it, all the themes run together, so it's a coherent whole. So I would stress that. So each of the requests were approved for two travelers. And again, the conditions were, number one, that the MAG approval of at least one at-large workshop. And again, I did speak with Mandy about this yesterday. It does not matter on the format of that. It can be, as Glenn mentioned, there are several different kinds of formats for the sessions. It can be a workshop. It can be a bird of a feather. It can be a roundtable. It could be a flash session. I believe that is not, it doesn't need to be a workshop per se. And then secondly, and I think this is very important, this is a relatively new requirement for the additional budget request, is that there's going to be a submission of a detailed report from each traveler, not each group, but each traveler within 30 days of the meeting that addresses each itemized metric on your request, and then submit that to the email that is on the approval text. So, and again, that's a condition of future resource allocations. Okay. So, again, those are the conditions basically for each of the approved requests for at-large, as well as the three RALOs. Now, for the at-large one, it says that two travelers are approved, one from the Outreach Subcommittee on Outreach and Engagement, and the second one from an ALAC member. Okay. So any questions to exactly what is stated in the approved text?
Okay, we have questions from Satish, yeah. and then Olivier and Daniel, if you want to jump in as well. So we'll start with Satish. Satish?
Thank you, Satish, for the record. I just had a question relating to workshop topics that are beyond ICANN. For the last 4 years, I've been submitting proposals and presenting sessions on open source. Last year also we had a session like that. Last year we had lots of our people, including Glenn and Olivier and Maureen, in that open source workshop. This year also I'll be submitting a proposal, which will not have ICANN's name on it except through the speakers. So I'm just mentioning so that there is no kind of conflict of interest about this. I don't know how it fits in into this whole thing. This is separate from the APRLO proposal that we would be submitting. Thank you.
Okay. Heidi, did you want to respond to Satish's... yes, it looks like Mandy. Go ahead.
Sorry, I had to come off mute. Two things. There are many, many, many... panels and activities done by people at the IGF who may also be active in the ICANN community. When we are doing the supplemental SOAC budget requests, those are specifically for proposals that somehow go to ICANN's mission and mandate. So it isn't competition, Satish, if you're doing something on open source that is accepted, but that's not what... the purpose of the requests that come through ICANN funding are for. So, you know, we encourage you, obviously, to submit and be engaged and involved in anything that you're working on in your day jobs and your other interests. And in fact, if you're concerned about the MAG gets many, many more applications than they can possibly accept. And one of the things they're trying to look at, again, I'm not on the MAG. I can't give you special insight. But the goal is to try and provide a variety of sessions and topics, a variety of voices, new topics, things that go to each year's theme, not just replications of previous things. So you don't have to put the ICANN name on everything you do. You only need to be addressing an ICANN mission-related topic for the things that you're submitting that you will be looking to the SOAC supplemental budget request support to fund. The other thing I wanted to speak to is the format type. Heidi is correct. There are many ways of doing this. It could be a panel. It could be a roundtable. It could be a debate. The flash sessions were set up essentially for an individual or two people who are, for instance, on a research team to present research. It isn't really what we were anticipating or what the funding submissions reflected when you all put in to the supplemental. It's the kind of, it's more akin if you go to academic conferences to doing a paper presentation, a stand-up session that you would see when you went around the research hall. It's not particularly what we're expecting it, in part because a flash session is only 30 minutes long, and the expectation in those is that the idea, the innovation, the research finding would be proposed, would be described, and then there'd be an opportunity for people to ask questions. And that isn't really possible if you're trying to send multiple people to do just a flash session. So my suggestion would be looking more at things like roundtables. Those are the only two things I wanted to mention.
Okay, thank you. Let me turn back to Satish. Did you get an adequate answer, Satish, or did you want to ask another one?
I think I'm good at this point.
Okay. Great. Olivia?
Hello?
Hello. Go ahead, Olivia.
Oh, thanks very much, Glenn. Olivia Caprano speaking. So I have a handful of questions. The first one is the linking of the workshop proposals. Earlier in this call, Glenn, you mentioned that we need to coordinate the different workshop proposals so that they don't address the same topic and therefore don't walk on the same sidewalk, effectively. So they don't compete with each other. They're more like complementary to each other. But next to this, then Heidi said, well, no, we have to make sure that we link the workshop proposals together. And I don't know what she means by this, if it means that we might then have the MAG looking at these workshop proposals and saying, well, these are all linked together. Does it mean that we would be okay with the MAG putting all the workshops together? But then they have different...
No.
I'm not quite sure how that works.
Yeah, if I may. Sorry, I didn't mean link. I meant basically, do you want to have something that is in a way broadly synchronized? You know, do you want all of the panels to look at end user issues, or do you want them to be completely separate, or do you want them simply not to replicate each other?
Okay, thanks for this, Heidi. It's Olivia speaking. So that clarifies it. But then comes my next question, which is if we link them or we deal all of them with user issues or whatever we decide, I've also heard Glenn mention the 3-workshop limit that he has just told us per organization. To me, that's something that, I'm hoping to hear from Mandy on how we can get around that. Are we going to submit each one of these as a RALO, so independently, or are we going to submit them as a RALO under ALAC, but then we do have 4 workshops and there's only 3, potentially we could only have 3 out of those 4. And so, and then thirdly, are we going to have them all under ICANN? And I know that there are several other topics out there. Obviously, I'd imagine people in the NCSG, and also I know the Cross-Community Working Group on Internet Governance are submitting workshops, and ICANN is submitting workshops. That would go vastly over the limit of number of workshops per organization. So that was the second question, and I'll, whilst I'm speaking, I'll add the third question, which is to do with the at-large request, just to get a clarification. The at-large request for travel is linked to, I gather, to all of the workshops. So am I correct to assume that if any of those 3 workshops or 4 workshops is accepted, then the at-large request will be accepted as well for going and having a booth, et cetera. But if none of the workshops are accepted by the MAG, then this this request from the ALAC to have a booth, then will be refused. That's all. Thanks.
Lots of stuff. Who wants to respond?
Heidi. Okay. So, I agree with Olivier, and ICANN itself, ICANN the organization, will be submitting two panel proposals. I'm sure that NCUC, there will be many. I would not label yourselves as ICANN the organization. You are a community. No, you don't want to submit as ICANN. That's number one. You should be submitting as your organization, your entity. Two, Olivia, I believe you're correct. My memory, and again, I am not on the supplemental budget group as a voting member, but my recollection of the conversation for the ALAC position, if you will, or the ALAC proposal, was that it was around coordinating activity at the IGF. It was not a panel or a presentation or an idea in and of itself. It was to provide support and coordination for the other activities within the constituency umbrella that would be taking place. And therefore, the granting of it was made contingent on there actually being ICANN-related constituency activity in that space. And so, yes, that proposal is tied to the RALOS. That's my recollection. You referenced having a booth. That's a separate question. Yes, it's the case that last year NCUC put in for their own booth. ICANN didn't know about that. We just saw it in the IGF village when we arrived. Obviously, if ALAC wants to have a separate space, that's something they can do, and they can think about that. But all of the constituencies are more than welcome to be at the ICANN booth, to have materials at the ICANN booth, to organize, you know, meetups or standing sessions or anything else they want at the ICANN booth. So you should think about whether you want to take on a separate booth and what would be the purpose of having one that is separately labeled and not the ICANN booth. And then you have to look at having people to staff it, the cost of the space, signage, the materials, what you're going to do in that space. You know, are you expecting to have looped video? Then you have to rent equipment. It's all of those kinds of things. But that's a separate question. If that's something you guys want to do, that's a separate set of decisions. Again, my recollection, and we could go back to Rob and Benedetta, is that the coordinator outreach activity was predicated on coordinating, having other activity to coordinate. So that one, I do believe, is dependent upon other workshops being accepted.
Okay. Olivia, you still, and Satish, you guys both have your hands up still. I'm just wondering, I'll start with Olivia. Is there a response you want to do to Mandy?
Yeah, thanks very much, Glenn. It's Olivia Capanablon speaking, and thanks for all this information, Mandy. That's very helpful. So never mind the booth. Putting that aside, so I guess maybe that's not the right location to do so, but I would argue that outreach, having a small team of a couple of people performing outreach at the IGF is probably not directly linked to the workshops. But let's hope we don't have to make that choice, and at least one of the four workshops or the five workshops that the at-large community are putting forward will be accepted. My concern really is then if we are to label the workshop proposals not under ICANN, because of course that would then take from the ICANN quota, but I gather we would have to put it under ALAC or at large, or I guess we have to make a choice here whether we want to even put them under regional at-large organizations. So each RALO would have a quota of one, and well, we'd have to argue our case that each one of our RALOs would need a quota, would be in a quota of one, rather than being, because if we look at the four RALOs submitting proposals plus the at-large proposal, that's five proposals on that at-large. Two of these are bound to be refused then automatically by IGF. So maybe we have to discuss this on this call. Thanks.
Great. Okay, I believe Satish has his hand back up. Go ahead, Satish.
Thank you, Glenn. Satish here. I was wondering if, number one, whether we could kind of distribute speakers in each other's workshop proposals. Number two, last year we had submitted two proposals in APRELO. One was an open source, the other was an APRELO proposal. Not explicitly ICANN, but an APRELO Asia-Pacific regional kind of proposal from APRELO. So both of them got accepted. So one way would be if the RELOs themselves submit proposals, and then this quota thing will not hit us. Because technically each RELO as an organization can submit then up to three proposals, although I don't think we have the time for it. So one way out of this would be that each RELO can submit one or maybe two proposals if they have the time and bandwidth. And if possible, we can distribute our speakers, provided the topic is not purely regional. Last time our proposal, our topic was Asia-Pacific and the next billion. Challenges in digital, I forget the exact wording, something on those lines, where we could also have people from other regions speaking on that topic. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I see Tijani in the queue. Can I do a sound check first with you, Tijani, and then I just want to talk to you for one short second. Go ahead, Tijani. Just say hello.
Okay, thank you very much, and thank you all. I heard you, and I think that Olivier is right. If we all propose workshops in the name of ICANN, our workshops will not be accepted. I think that we need to submit them in the name of the RALOs, and even perhaps, because everyone now knows that the RALO is part of ICANN, perhaps in the name of one of the ALSs, so that we will not be penalized because we have several activities at the same time. And the proposal of a booth in the IGF village, it is a wonderful proposal, and we need to work on it, because having a booth is not enough. We need people inside it, and we need material inside it. So I propose that we submit a request for a booth in the IGF village, and we do a program for it, for attendance and also for content. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, folks. Tijani, your hand, okay, is down. Okay, any other questions on process or any of the guidelines to Mandy or Heidi? Is everything clear as mud for everybody? Okay, Olivier, back to you.
Yes, thanks, Glenn. It's Olivier Capanoblon speaking, and Heidi touched on something else. Could we make use of an at-large structure within the region to submit the workshop on behalf of the RALO? I have no idea whether that's possible, and I have no idea whether that's even possible when it comes down to the external funding. In other words, at that point, it would be externally funded, or a couple of travelers would be externally funded by ICANN. It's a muddy question mark. I don't know. I'm just wondering. Thanks.
Okay. Tijani, go ahead.
Yes. This is exactly what I proposed, Olivier. I think that in the sake of not being penalized because we are several component of ICANN submitting requests, we may make the request of the RALO name of one of the ALSs. And I think it will pass better, it will give better image that we are not only the leadership who are doing everything, our ALSs are also on board. I think it is a good idea. Thank you.
Great, thank you. Satish, did you want to respond on that?
I'm just looking at from the point of view of the probability of acceptance of the proposal. Technically, I don't see any reason why an ALS should not or cannot submit a proposal. The chances of getting accepted, of course, will depend on the topics and the way it's written and the speakers and so on. But one of the factors would be the reach of the entity that's submitting the proposal. Now, last time also when we submitted the proposal individually, we were like, I am from an ALS and my individual identity is from the ALS. But the proposal did mention APRALO as the Asia Pacific organization, and it had something to do with the topic as well, that Asia Pacific nature. So I am just wondering if an ALS submitting a proposal we push down the probability of acceptance because it is a local organization. Just a doubt, that's all. I don't see any reason why we can't do it.
Okay, thank you. It's Glenn again for the transcript record. We have options, and there's no right or wrong way, but definitely in our proposals, the word ICANN is verboten. We don't want to jeopardize our chances. There's no guarantees. I have no clue on how many proposals are being submitted, but my understanding is there's going to be a lot. I think what's critical in the proposal is that you're really making an effort to engage the, you know, look at the type of workshop you're doing or discussion, that those people in the room are actually actively involved, and you have an active process before and during to make sure those online people are engaged. I don't think they want to see the talking heads that they've seen before. And I think the other thing that I didn't put in the criteria back to my slideshow at the beginning was a youth factor. So I just want to bring these things up, that in any proposal we folks are doing, the chances of us being rejected could happen on the fact that it's just a tired old, same old proposal. So I think recycling an old proposal is not a good idea as well. Satish, go ahead.
I agree with that point, and I think diversity is a factor. So if you are going to submit a proposal from one particular RALO, unless you can establish diversity within the speakers, it's going to be a bit of a problem. Like, for example, if NARALO is to have only speakers from North America, you will not have diversity, at least geographic diversity, that IGF is looking for. That's why I had suggested, if there's any chance of us, putting each other as the speakers in each other's proposals, provided the topic permits it, so that adds to the diversity of the proposals. Thank
Great.
You.
Thank you. Any final comments or questions on the process for Section 3? If not, I'd like to move on to Section 4. So just give anyone remote. Daniel, I know you're on a Digo. Did you want to jump in on anything before we move on?
Daniel, for the record, I'm also on Connect. And actually, I am of the view that since we are not sure of which proposal will be selected, then at least the different proposals could be submitted, and also if even the speakers can be interchanged respectively. Yeah, thank you. Back to you, Glenn.
Great, thank you. Okay, let's move on to the individual proposals. So I'll start off with the outreach proposal. as a consequence of our outreach and engagement efforts with our working group, we had, Olivia and Satish, you can add, I think there was 22 people from our community one way or another at the IGF Mexico, and we found that we didn't really have an opportunity to use the ICANN booth. There was a number of observations that we had, Mandy. I'm sure you've talked to Olivier and others about this. So we came with an idea, the outreach and engagement group. We were looking at two things. We'd like to do a submission at the IGF, but we also want to make sure that we have this outreach initiative such as the table. So our proposal is called Shaping the Digital Future of Communities Through Internet Governance. Again, pushing back their terminology. We have a number of speakers that we've identified for the session. We have, for balance geographically, we have Daniel and Sarah, myself and Judith, Olivia and Ganella, Dev and Maritza. And again, some of these people are sponsored as well, because they're, like, for example, in Judith's case, it's through the State Department. I might get sponsored through IEEE, and others might be as well. Olivia has mentioned it as well. But we're looking at a 90-minute session. Our proposal is designed to be a very short, 5-minute overview presentation of our concept, and then open it up to the floor immediately so that we can actually get as much participation as possible in our session with the audience as well as online. So, again, very interactive proposal, and three presentations, short presentations from the panel. So that's the first one. And any questions on the Outreach and Engagement Initiative? And we'll be fleshing out the topic accordingly in the next week or so. Okay, so let me move to Jenny. Can you talk about your proposal?
Thank you very much, Glenn. Tijani speaking. In fact, we didn't yet shape our proposal because everyone was very busy, and now that the deadline is approaching, we are now working on it. But we don't have it yet crafted. We are thinking about the local content as an opportunity for developing countries, and but nothing is yet done. I am contacting the possible speakers, and I am trying to have people who are sure traveling, so that we will not have problem when we will be there. We didn't yet prepare the proposal.
Okay, great. Thank you, Tijani. I know you missed the first part of the presentation, but I'll send you the slides, plus Heidi added more content, and Mandy. Just have to make sure your proposal, Tijani, that it fits the focus this year, as well as the resource people as speakers that you've assigned, that they actually sign up for as resource people. Okay? Just a quick question to Jenny. Did you submit this proposal or something similar last year, or do you have any outstanding reports that you did for IGF before?
Yes, a lot. Afralo organized a lot of workshops in IGF several years. But last year, our workshop wasn't agreed at the beginning, and then they told us it is accepted, not in the same form, but they give us another format, and we did it in the format they wanted. So I have the report on it also. Everything you want, I can provide you, and you can find everything on the site, on the IGF site.
Perfect. Thank you. Just in terms of the form, Tijani, they want to provide a link. It's one of the check marks that I mentioned earlier on. Great. Any questions for Tijani? Anyone? Okay, if not, I'll turn to Satish.
Thank you, Glenn. Satish, for the record. We are actually thinking of two proposals from IPIRELO. The first is Ali, our co-chair of the RILO, is interested in a proposal for about the digital economy, and how the future digital economy is going to be shaped by the internet. But he's presenting some of the success stories from the Middle East as an example to for the world to emulate. The name of the proposal, let me just check, Shaping the World's Digital Economic Future, Learnings from the Middle East. So that is the tentative title, and they're working on it. He has lined up a couple of economists from the Middle East. My only concern with the proposal was, actually I'm writing it down right now, was that the Middle East, we can't have it restricted to the Middle East, so we're trying to enlarge the scope by seeing how it applies to the rest of the world. That's one. And the other proposal is very close to what Glenn mentioned for the Outreach Engagement Committee. In the regional IGF, we have submitted a proposal that talks about internet governance at the grassroots, where we are talking about how multiple agencies, all the ISTAR plus the RELOs and ICANN, can come together, because there are still very large areas in Asia Pacific, at least, which are not covered, underserved. So this is actually a model of working together at the grassroots, wherein we pull in all the different agencies and coordinated action. That was submitted for the Asia Pacific Regional IGF, and the same proposal we are widening in scope and trying to submit for the global IGF as well. So these are the two proposals we are contemplating as very specific APRELO proposals.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Satish. Any questions for Satish from anybody? Okay. Final summary. Olivier, please, on URELO's proposal.
Thanks very much, Glenn. It's Olivier Clapin-Blanc speaking. And the topic, the proposed topic for the URELO workshop would be to do with the public interest. I am in this difficult position that the lead on this in at large is Wolf Ludwig, and so we did write the proposal for funding together, yet unfortunately I haven't been able to get hold of Wolf in the past 48 hours, or rather I was supposed to have a call with him earlier today and we were supposed to put a bit more on paper, but we haven't. What I will do, though, because this is something that is an ICANN-wide issue, I will enlist the help also of Ergis Ramaj, who is the staff member in ICANN, currently also following the track of the public interest. And so we would have something that's a little bit more meaty than what we have at the moment. I've put together a little Google Doc to build the proposal. But the topic effectively would be, as I said, the public interest as it applies to ICANN, since it's an inherent part of ICANN's ICANN's bylaws and ICANN's articles of association. But then I guess when one looks at the multi-stakeholder system, if you look at it in the wider sense of the term, with internet governance in the world, there is, again, a big question as to whether we act in the public interest and how that public interest is kept alive. So we've already had, if you recall, a few meetings ago, a session on the public interest in the ICANN. I think there was one that took place in Marrakesh, if I recall correctly. We could take some of the themes that were developed there and transpose them over to an IGF setting and expand this discussion to not only ICANN, but expand it to internet governance in a multi-stakeholder environment. I haven't seen, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but I haven't seen any such discussions take place at IGF yet in previous years. That's it. Thanks.
Great. To Jenny, is that a question that you have for Olivier? Go ahead.
Yes. Tijani speaking. Olivier, in which overarching theme public interest workshop will fit? Because, you know, if it does it in one of the overarching themes that they proposed, it will not be accepted.
Yeah, thanks, Tejani. It's Olivia speaking. I haven't got the themes in front of me. From memory, I could imagine it would go into something like the healthy internet ecosystem or something to that extent. If I could have a look at the themes, then we could perhaps even choose what theme it can fit in there.
Yes, I have them. If you want, I can read them if you want.
We have the time.
Okay.
May I,
Glenn?
Go ahead, Tiziani.
Okay, thank you very much. Access and diversity, policy enabling access, interconnection and price regulation, multilingualism and local content, enhancing accessibility for persons with disabilities, digital literacy, security, openness, cybersecurity, surveillance, privacy, freedom of expression online, internet and ICT for sustainable development goals. Moment. Internet economy, human rights online, youth engagement, gender issues, multi-stakeholder cooperation, critical internet resources, net neutrality, cloud computing, zero rating, and Internet of Things. That's why I asked the question.
Speaking.
I don't see.
Sorry,
yeah,
everybody's talking at the same
multi-stakeholder
time.
Multi-stakeholder cooperation, so Olivia speaking, multi-stakeholder cooperation for internet resources is obviously the obvious one there.
Okay, folks, what we have is what Heidi has posted in the link is actually small compared to what Tejani has mentioned. So these themes are important. Tejani, would you mind, where did you find those themes? They seem to be, you know, additional themes over Heidi's.
Okay. No, those are in the website of the IGF.
Okay, great. I think Heidi has posted. I think that's a good point. So identify what the tags are. Where it fits in. I think Satish had a comment on that. Satish, did you have a comment on the tags?
Yes, in the sense the form itself does not ask for an overarching theme. Instead, what the form asks for are three tags, not one. And
right.
The tags are exactly what Tejani read out.
Okay.
And I think that the overarching themes will be only decided later on the based on the kind of workshop proposals they get. That's what Heidi's text also says. Thank you.
Yeah, excellent point, all of you. Thank you. I'm just conscious of the time, and we gave some time for Mandy, and if she's still on the phone, we'll turn back. And I know she dealt with a lot of the same topics. That probably in the latter part that maybe it's worth repeating again. But I just want to, before we move to Mandy on item number 5, I just want to ask anyone else, is there any other issues with any other proposals that we're submitting from anyone online or remotely or in the Digo? Going once? Going twice? No? Okay. All right, folks, let's turn to Mandy. And Mandy, if you want to just reiterate your position on the wise and prudent proposals or and take any questions from the floor. Thank you. Back to you.
I am available to take any questions that you may have. You have a rich resource of folks that have been through the application process before. I can't speak to what the MAG will do. I don't serve on the MAG. And I think one of the issues is there's always a great many more requests than there is the capacity to accommodate them. I think that you've outlined some good strategies, and you're right. They are going to look for what I have observed in the past is they want diversity of voices and new voices. There's a requirement of tags because they'd want to know how to sort out and balance various streams, but you want to tie into the theme that you've identified. I think the whole discussion about whether you want a separate booth and what you would be doing with it, Tejani's right. It isn't just that you need to then apply for and pay for space and stuff, you need to have a program and a plan around it. I will say again, we are happy to coordinate. If you've got a program and a plan and people and things you want to do, we're happy to accommodate that within the ICANN booth as well. If you want a separate booth, I know NCUC did one. I don't know the rationale behind that decision. We didn't know about it. Obviously, this is not our meeting. That's the other thing I always want to stress. The IGF is a UN meeting. It is about internet governance. It's not about ICANN. You can certainly do models and workshops and things that use examples from the ICANN environment and ICANN as an example of multi-stakeholderism. But remember, this is about internet governance. The only tie that we have here is when the proposals that you're asking for travel support for instance, the supplemental budget requests are for furthering the work of ICANN and the work of the constituencies. So the supplemental budget requests, as you know, are everything from communication support or summits or whatever else you're doing. This is a little subset, which is that for some people, they have identified presenting at the IGF and therefore some support for getting some people to those panels as part of what they're doing. So the other thing about, so your proposal can certainly talk about an example coming from ICANN. I think the issue is just as a submitting individual or entity, you're not ICANN submitting it to avoid the concern, just as, you know, ISOC Global may be putting in panels. That wouldn't prevent local chapters from also putting in proposals, and they're the ISOC local chapter, but it might be, you know, what they're trying to prevent is someone gaming the system where you throw in 100 applications with the expectation that one or more would get in. Anyway, I'm really here only to answer questions if you've got them, and if I don't know the answer, I will endeavor to get information and feed that back to you.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, let's open it. We have a few more minutes of Mandy's time, and then we have to talk about next steps. Okay, first in the queue is Olivier. Go ahead.
Thanks very much, Glenn. Olivier Capanablanc speaking. And my experience with the MAG is as an observer on a few years, not this year, but in previous years, I have found that so MAG members will mark all of the workshops, and then they will start going through each one of them in this public room and start discussing them. If we haven't got someone that is in the room and is a MAG member and specifically supports some workshops, we're dead. So, and I've seen so many workshops that sounded like they were really, really interesting, but because nobody spoke in favor of them when that workshop was talked about, that was moved further down the list. And the more it gets put further down the list, then when the next round they start talking about it again, they have even less slots for a large number of workshops. So we have to think of a strategy about this as well. I know that we have Renate on the MAG, but we might have other people that are that we might know that might not be directly at large, but that we might wish to talk to and see if they're able to put a good word about the workshop when it comes in front of people's, you know, when it comes up in the open forum discussions. Thanks.
Great, thank you. We're going to hold that point on the next step because that will be the next topic when we wrap up. But quickly, guys, brief intercession. Satish, then Tijani, please.
Yeah, Satish, for the record, I would like to say that the MAG also proposes mergers of like-minded or rather workshops on the similar topic. If there are, are kind of aligned within the proposals that we submit, there is a likelihood of them asking us to merge them, which is okay for us, I think, just mentioning that there.
Great, thank you. Dijani, go ahead.
Thank you very much, Glenn. Dijani speaking. would like to agree 100% with what Olivier said.
Sorry, I lost you to Jenny. Is that
yes.
it?
So, Jenny, we're not hearing you. This is Heidi.
Hey. I think we
Tijani, could you
hear me?
Could you please switch to the phone break?
Yes,
yes,
you hear me. You hear?
Yes, you hear me.
Yes. Yes, you hear me now.
Yes.
Hello? Okay,
yes.
Very good. So I'd like to agree
yes,
with
yes.
what Olivier said. What Olivier said, because about how the MAG is working. Last year, my workshop was at first refused. And the reasons they gave was, first, there was not enough diversity. I had one from each continent. I have one from each constituency, each stakeholder, and I had as much men as women. So I don't know what kind of diversity they want more. Second, they said, no, the subject is not exactly internet governance. It is other things. You know what is it? What was it? It was data protection, personal data protection. And they said it is not exactly internet governance. So you understand that if you are not supported inside the MAG, you may not be approved as workshop. Thank you.
Wow, that is quite insightful, Tijani. I'm hoping in our next steps we can get a bit of guidance, and I know that Olivier mentioned Renata's name, and I think we need to move into the next steps and reach out to Renata or anyone else we know to get some guidance and encouragement and inside information as much as possible on our proposal. So that's one thing we can do, and I guess in terms of next steps or reaching out to Renata, does anyone want to volunteer to do that? And I'll just ask anyone, first of all, for a volunteer. I'm not getting any hands up. Okay, looks like since okay. Tijani, is that a confirmation you'll reach out to her? Just want to get a yes.
No,
or no.
Moment. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Moment. You hear me now? Do
yes.
you hear me?
Thank you.
No, you don't.
Yes, I hear
okay.
you. I hear you. Okay.
Okay.
Tijani.
No, moment. I said, Glenn, I said that the outreach, reaching out to those people is not the work of one person. Everyone should do that. And we don't want, we don't have to look to people who are in ICANN only. We have other people in our environment who are not ICANNers. So we have to push. And everyone has to make the outreach so that we may have our workshops up to.
Okay, I think your point is taken, and I think we have consensus from other people on the... we're going to leave the next step on reach out. Anyone who has a contact, anyone who knows anyone that get intelligence, we have to May 3rd. We have roughly a week or so to complete your proposals. So the next step is get your proposals organized, and I think it doesn't hurt to share your proposals for feedback and a request from people to give critical comments back on your proposals. So our proposal with outreach and engagement is a Google Doc. I'll share that Google Doc with everyone, and I would suggest others to do the same. So we'll make sure that all of us know what your proposals look like, how they're looking, and give some feedback. Any other next steps that anyone will like to suggest, because we're wrapping up now? Okay. I would just, Dev?
Glenn?
Yeah,
Glenn,
go ahead, Heidi.
This is Heidi. Just a quick question. Would you like staff to prepare a wiki page where people can submit their draft proposals for comment, or would you like this to be done by email?
Email I hate. Mm-hmm. Staff could set up a page, and then we have some organic history. That would be great. I would agree with that, and I'm going to turn it to Jenny. To Jenny, is that a comment on Heidi's or another idea?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
No, it is both. First of all, Tijani speaking. First of all, all our submissions are on the Internet Governance website. So we can them on a wiki. There is no problem, but it is even not necessary because they are on directly on the website of the Internet Governance Forum.
Tijani?
Yes, please.
Just so if I may say, but I meant just before the third, before you submit. Just for comment purposes, would you like us to just have a wiki page we can set up over the next few days? I mean, we'll set it up today so we can go ahead and have you submit your drafts for comment by the other organizers and the members of the Subcommittee on Outreach and Engagement. That's what I meant.
Okay. Second remark I have, we have to coordinate presence in Geneva. It is very important. If we want ICANN to be visible and to be credible, we need to coordinate our work, and we need to have our work coordinated. Even our presence, our attendance, we have to be spread. We don't have to be concentrated. This is something very important. I tried to make the same before when we started participate in the IGF, and in one or two IGFs it worked well. So I think that this is the main coordination we need. We need more coordination there than coordination to prepare our workshops. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Tijani. And with that, I have to cut off the queue and any other discussion. Please post your abstract to the page that's going to be set up by Heidi so each of us can do some comments, and hopefully we'll get some critical feedback from the community. Thanks, Heidi. Thanks, Mandy. Thanks, everyone, for joining us today. And hopefully, Tijani, make sure you get the slides that I produced as well for this call. So again, thanks all for joining the call today, and we'll see you online. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Glenn. Thanks all.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you all. This meeting is now adjourned. Have a lovely day. Bye-bye.